What do you remember regarding your father's murder?
Nothing at all. I completely black out during my episodes.
The doctor explained those to me. So, you have no memory at all?
None.
Could you walk me through the events that transpired on the 16th of February, the day of Carson Andros' death?
She clarified, as though I needed a reminder due to my condition. As though I could ever forget that.
I don't remember anything before I got arrested, I replied.
She simply looked at me as though not impressed with my answer.
I realized this was not personal. She must get that a lot from all the other suspects she was dealing with. I don't remember, and I'm not guilty, were the greatest hits among that type of people. It didn't matter that I was telling the truth.
Does that also mean you're not guilty?
My former college roommate used to say we were all guilty of something. So, I tried again. As I said before, I don't remember anything regarding an actual murder, since I was in the middle of my episode.
And how convenient is that?
As I'm sure the doctor told you, I suffer from a congenital illness that manifests in a form of severe temporal lobe seizures, a rare type of epilepsy.
You are saying you had one on that day?
She asked for additional clarification while taking notes.
I was sure she would Google the condition later to make sure I wasn't making all this up.
I would definitely do that if I were in her place.
Yes. I started seizing sometime during the night and woke up the next morning in my father's room.
By that time, was your father dead or alive?
She looked at me with those piercing blue eyes as she asked that. I felt like she could see right through my soul.
He was dead, I forced myself to say.
And I was covered in blood, was implied.
And before you ask, detective, I continued, anticipating her next question, I honestly don't know whether I killed my father or not.